All right. John and I was just Ken and I was just laughing a moment ago about it looks like the heat is finally here. It's going to be a warm practice. It's warm here inside in our indoor facility, and you know, we're looking forward to this afternoon's practice as we are in preparation for our final preseason game. Went through our cuts yesterday. We have another cut coming up, our final cut. So this game is very important for our players, very important for our team as we are trying to, you know, shape our roster and make sure that final 53 really fits what we think we need to have success this season. So important time, important practice today. The next few days will really help shape who we're going to be for this 2013 season. Most of you got that information regarding Kevin Williams. We're hoping that we'll have him back for that first regular season game. He's going to be day-to-day over the next few days, and you know, we'll see how he progresses. But there is a chance that we'll get him back for that game, and we all have our fingers crossed and hoping that's going to happen. With Jerome Felton's situation, you saw the release from the league. You know, just we got some other guys who will have to step up and make some plays for us, which we expect them to. Jerome was a very important part of our offense a season ago. He's a Pro Bowl player. We'll miss him. But we do have some other players who are capable, and we'll utilize their talents to allow us to have the success that we'll need in those weeks in his absence. But we're looking forward to taking the next step with our team on this Thursday night as we are trying to shape our roster. Injury-wise, we have a few guys that a little bit banged up, but shouldn't impair some of the things we're trying to get done on Thursday. Chris Cook left the game the other night with a groin. He's better. He should be fine in no time. Sharif, he's going to try to get a little work in today, which will be a good thing. Aaron Henderson probably won't do very much today. We'll hold him back. His heel is still bothering him a little bit. Cordero Patterson was a little bit sore, nothing serious. He should be fine. And Mistral Raymond had a AC sprain of his shoulder, so we'll have to attend to that. He probably won't play Thursday night with such a short week. But other than that, most of the other guys are in pretty good shape, and we'll try to utilize this heat to continue to work on our conditioning and try to get ready for the regular season.
With Jerome, did you guys come into the season kind of feeling that this was a real possibility that he was going to be facing these three games?
Yeah, going into training camp, you know, we had an idea it could possibly happen. Didn't know the extent, but we knew it was a possibility.
How rare is that, or how normal is that, I guess, for the process to take that long? I mean, it seems like it's been, I think, 14 months since the initial incident.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the historical data would say, you know, typically what happens and how soon they make a judgment. But, I mean, that's the way things are, and we have to deal with it.
Les, I'm sure you've seen replays, obviously, of Kevin's hit. And, having looked at it, or have you talked to the NFL, or just what's your initial thoughts on, you know, how that happened?
I have, Chip, talked to the league about it, and they concur. It's not the type of play that we want in a game for player safety reasons. I mean, there's a big emphasis, as you guys know, regarding player safety, and that play really endangers our player safety. So it's not something that the league wants. It's not something that any of us want as we are trying to make the game safer for our players.
Do you understand? Is that kind of textbook on that new rule, the peel back block?
I understand the rule, but I know it's going to be looked into farther. That's not the type of play that any of us want to see.
What's your assessment of Christian Ponder going into the final four preseason game?
You know, I really liked what he did coming out of the half, leading our team on that 12-play drive to a touchdown. That was encouraging. It's a good way for him to finish that ball game. And we've got some things that we've got to work on prior to Detroit when we open the season, and we just have to continue to work. But he's done some good things. There's definitely some things that he'll have to improve on before our season opener. But I like the way he finished on Sunday night.
Do you want to see him in that fourth game, or do you think that you'll just wait for the opener for him?
I think, John, in light of, you know, what's going on with Kevin, it probably wouldn't be wise to get him out there. He's close enough where he probably could get a few snaps, but just probably wouldn't be the smart thing to do.
Practice, what have you seen from him? And I mean, he's going to start ramping up again, but do you think that as a rookie he's prepared for his first snaps in the NFL just with the time that he's missed?
Well, you know, there's so many variables when it comes to playing as a rookie in the National Football League in comparison to the preseason. the fact that he's missed some time, it's going to be a challenge for sure. And we'll talk to him about it, and some of the veterans will, some of the coaches will, about what's going to occur in the speed of the game, how different things will be on opening day. But there's nothing like experiencing it. And so he'll have to go through that process and learn from it and grow over that time. But the time he's missed will definitely affect, you know, some of the things that he'll have to get done on that day.
Leslie, after watching the play with Kevin Williams again, were you surprised that he didn't come out with any ligament damage? His knee bent pretty far back there.
Just extremely happy that things are where they are, and definitely could have been worse. And you know, the fact that we have a chance to have him back for Detroit is big for our football team.
The child's on PUP, which seemed obvious, but where is he at in his recovery?
He's not quite ready for us to lift that yet, so he'll continue to be on PUP for now, and we'll continue to evaluate his progress.
With Felton, do you look to find another fullback from a guy that's on this roster, or will you try to make it up with, you know, having guys like tight ends kind of motioning back into the lead block role?
Yeah, you know, we have some personnel on our team. A season ago, we had some guys who did it for us, in particular Rhett. I mean, he was the guy. Sometimes we put John back there, but it was more Rhett. We still can do that this season. We do have Zach Lyon on our roster currently. He's a potential candidate as well. So between those two and some of the other things that we do, we think we'll have some answers.
How is Zach about Rhett, you know, and his work ethic and the way he gets after it? Where is he at as a football player right now? Can he step right in? Can he play a lot of plays for you?
We think so, Mike. He's one of the hardest working players on our team. I mean, it's hard to outwork Rhett, and he comes prepared every single day. Seeing his work ethic his rookie year, I was like, so impressed. I mean, you just don't see very many rookies with his maturity and just understanding the time that you have to put in to be good at your craft. And he has not let up from his rookie season. He's still an extremely hard worker, always prepared, always understands what his role is, what the situations are. I don't think we can overwork him. he's going to be prepared to work. So he'll be ready when we line up against Detroit. But, yes, we could add more to his plate, and, you know, we probably will have to now.
Felton, but would you have been comfortable going into the season if Ellison was your fullback and Felton had gone elsewhere?
Well, we made a concerted effort now to get Jerome signed. I mean, he was a priority for us, like a few other guys that we re-signed that were part of our roster. So we did not want to lose Jerome. He's a Pro Bowl player for us. He really helped our run game. So to answer your question, we did not want to lose Jerome, and we were fortunate to get him re-signed.
How did you know that suspension was a possibility when you re-signed him, or did that come up after getting that contract done?
Well, you always knew that there was potential. Didn't know if it would happen. His incident, as being referenced earlier, was some time ago, but it was always looming that this could possibly happen.
Work out well that it took as long as it did, just so that he had a chance to establish himself here and show what he could mean to your team?
Probably so. You know, if something had happened sooner, maybe we would not have had a chance to get the turns we got a season ago. So hypothetically, potentially, yes.
How do you look at the way Josh Robinson played the other night? What's your comfort level with where he's at right now?
Yeah, Josh is making some progress. I mean, there are definitely some things that he'll have to get better at, you know, prior to that Detroit game, but like some of the other young guys we have on our team, he's playing a new position. There are going to be some moments where, you know, he's got to learn from some of the mistakes that he might make. But he's making progress. We got to keep putting him in different situations to get him up to speed at that position. But we think he's more than capable of getting it done.
How did you feel about Bishop and where, you know, he stands in the competition to become a starter?
You know, he was much better, Tim, in this ball game than he was the previous week against Buffalo, which you would expect him to be a little bit better. And we're going to play him again on Thursday night. You know, we're hoping that he'll get better again, just continue to improve. But he showed some things. We got to be able to just continue to put him out there, put him in situations, and see how he does. But I was impressed with some of the things he did in that ball game.
How important was getting those first-team reps with him as well?
Very important for us to, you know, properly evaluate where he is and his understanding of our defense and also getting a chance to go against, you know, some good competition, their first team offense. So that was important in this process as we're trying to determine if he's a good fit for what we're trying to get done.
Leslie, with you indicated Sharif probably won't play, and then, you know, Kevin's not going to. How concerned are you just right now with your depth at the interior D line, you know, stand a little bit more than a week away from the regular season?
Well, when you have a question mark regarding a potential Hall of Famer like Kevin Williams, I mean, that creates some concern. You know, he's one of the best to ever play the game at his position. So we're all hoping he'll be ready to go, but it definitely creates some concern from a depth standpoint.
What is the question mark with Ballard's situation this week with everything going down? Does that tie your hands a little bit with any situations?
Well, nothing other than what Sean just mentioned, the depth issue, with Sharif coming off an injury, with Kevin a little bit banged up. Now you're into your depth quite a bit. So, you know, Christian's situation is nothing has changed. So we have some other guys on our roster that we'll try to give an opportunity and see how they progress. But we're all hoping that Sharif will play well and continue to improve and that we'll get Kevin on opening day.
What's your assessment of Stephen Burton at this point? I mean, looked a little inconsistent, had a couple nice catches, but also broke off the route. And I don't know if he's responsible for that delay of game as well.
All right. You know, Stephen, he's had a good training camp. He's done well in the preseason games. There were some moments on Sunday night, you know, he'd love to have back for sure. But that's a part of where he is and his maturation as well. But he's done a lot of good things, and you can't discount that. We just got to continue to give him opportunities and let him grow as a receiver. But he's flashed on kickoffs. He's done a good job on kickoff return. He's done a good job at wide receiver in the moments that we've given him, and he'll get some more opportunities as we progress.
Did Sunday's game make it tougher for you when evaluating that fifth receiver spot with Joe catching a touchdown and Steven trending the opposite way?
Well, it was encouraging to see Joe make the play that he made. That was a heck of a catch. You know, great job by him. He'll get some other opportunities on Thursday night. So you want guys to continue to impress. And we're hoping that with Steven, the same will be true. He'll continue to get better. We want Joe to get better. We want that decision to be a tough decision because that's better for our football team.
The plan for Thursday night to probably sit most of the first-string guys?
Probably so. You know, I'm going to think it through a little bit, but probably so. Won't play most of those guys, too many of them, in that ball game. So, all right, thank you, guys.
Thanks,